Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Eltek Ltd. Second Quarter 2020 Financial Results Conference Call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Eli Yaffe, Chief Executive Officer, and Alon Mualim, Chief Financial Officer, I'd like to remind you that Eltek's earnings release today and this call include forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995 and the Securities and Exchange Act of 1934, as well as certain non-GAAP financial measures. Before making any investment decisions, we strongly encourage you to read our full disclosures on forward-looking statements and use of non-GAAP financial measures set forth at the end of our earnings release, as well as review our latest filings with the SEC for important material assumptions, expectations, and risk factors that may cause actual results to differ materially from those anticipated and described in such forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are projections and reflect the current beliefs and expectations of the company. Actual events or results may differ materially. Eltek undertakes no obligation to publicly release revisions to such forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances occurring subsequent to this date. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Eli Yaffe. Mr. Yaffe, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Eltek's 2020 second quarter earnings call. With me is Alon Mualim, our Chief Financial Officer. We will begin by providing you with an overview of our business, a summary of the principal factors that affect our results in the second quarter of 2020, and an update how COVID-19 has impacted our business, followed by the details of our financial results. After our prepared remarks, we will be happy to answer any of your questions. By now, everyone should have access to our second quarter earnings press release, which was released earlier today. The release will be also available on our website at www.nisteceltek.com. This is the sixth quarter in a row that we achieved both operating and net profit. Our revenue in the second quarter of 2020 rose to $8.8 million from $8.2 million in the second quarter of 2019. Revenues for the 6 months of 2020 were $17.9 million compared to $16.9 million in the first 6 months of 2019. This growth is a result of 11% growth in sales to customers in Israel and reflects year-over-year growth in sales to defense segment and the contract electronics manufacturers. I'm also pleased with the continued improvement in production efficiency that is evident in our improved gross margins and operating profits. Our diversified end market allowed us to grow revenue year-over-year despite the weakness in the Indian market. In addition, strong operational execution overcame production inefficiency and extra costs due to the COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic has created operational difficulties, macroeconomic uncertainty, and employees' concern. I am extremely proud how Eltek's employees have worked to deliver excellent performance despite challenging environments. We have had 3 employees who had tested positive for COVID-19 this year, with others returning to work after being cleared following testing quarantine protocols. We continue to use contact tracing and quarantine individuals who are in close contact with the infected team members, in addition to the deep cleaning affected work area. We also continue other measures, such as extensive internal communication, masking, temperature checks, and proper distancing in our facility. Because of the preventing measures in place and our culture of transparency in communication, these events have minimal impact on our manufacturing operational to date. The outbreak of the coronavirus had created new operational and business challenges, which required quick adjustments to enable us to maintain our production of PCB while maintaining the safety of our workforce. We see both risk and new opportunities in the existing business environment and are making the necessary adaptations to meet customers' demand and our revenue and profit margin goals. As we said in the past, we also see an opportunity to grow our business in the U.S. market due to the worsening relationship between the U.S. and China. The impact of any trade war between the U.S. and China will also impact the Israeli market, since we see U.S. pressure on the Israeli government to reduce the Israeli-Chinese trade activities. At the same time, we are also facing a slowdown from some of our customers in India to the continued negative impact of COVID-19 in this territory. So far, we have financed our growth strategy by our positive operating cash flow and our own internal resources. During 2020 and 2021, we plan to increase our investment in new equipment and expansion of our facility and infrastructure to support our long-term sales growth. The increase in our top line 2020 reflects the continued market recognition of our high quality and reliable products, mainly in the flex PCB sectors. Our revenue from the defense sector and contract electronic manufacturers grew from $13.8 million during the first half of 2019 to $15.3 million in the first half of 2020, 11% growth year over year. The medical sectors contribute 9.7% of our revenue during the first half of 2020, representing 4% growth year over year. Our customers continue to see the value proposition of our products and have a great deal of trust in our company and its capabilities. We are continuing to pursue new business opportunities and increase customer design engagement activities that will leverage our advanced technology capability. We remain focused on operational excellence and financial discipline, as well as our strategic growth goals. We are all focused in addressing the challenges that are widespread health crisis is on us, and are working delightfully to expanding our business while maintaining the trend of improved growth and operation results. I will now turn the call over to Alon Mualim, our CFO, to discuss our financial.
Thank you, Eli. I would like to draw your attention to the financials of the second quarter of 2020. During this call, I will also be discussing certain non-GAAP financial measures. LTEC uses EBITDA as a non-GAAP financial performance measurement. Please see our earnings release for its definition and the reason for its use. Now I will go over the highlights of the second quarter of 2020 compared to the second quarter of 2019. As Eli mentioned, revenues for the second quarter of 2020 were $8.8 million, up from revenues of $8.2 million in the second quarter of 2019. Gross profit increased from $1.3 million or 15.3% of revenues in the second quarter of 2019 to $1.9 million or 21.6% in the second quarter of 2020. During the second quarter of 2020, we had an operating profit of $809,000 as compared to an operating profit of $7,000 in the second quarter of 2019. Net profit was $704,000 or 16 cents per share in the second quarter of 2020 compared to a net profit of $790,000 or 19 cents per share in the second quarter of 2019. The results of the second quarter of 2019 were positively affected by non-recurring other income of $871,000 as a result of a receipt of an insurance payment associated with damage incurred to one of our manufacturing machines. EBITDA was approximately $1.2 million in the second quarter of 2020 as compared to EBITDA of $1.25 million in the second quarter of 2019. During the second quarter of 2020, we had positive operating cash flow of $1.4 million compared to net cash used in operating activities of $301,000 in the second quarter of 2019. During the first half of 2020, the company achieved a positive operating cash flow of $2.9 million as compared to positive operating cash flow of $1.3 million in the first half of 2019. As Eli mentioned before, we remain focused on operational excellence and financial discipline, as well as our long-term strategic growth goals. As previously announced, we filed a share registration statement during the third quarter of 2019 to provide the company with the ability to raise additional funds. The company is also considering different options to fund raising to support our plan to grow and expand our business. We are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Michael Wu. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my question. So I have a first question about the insurance claim you can have last year. So based on your filing, so you said during 2018, you have two equipment was damaged. So you received the claim for one equipment. So I, my question is, like, the claim is over? I mean, all settled, you still are waiting for negotiation with the other claim? Hello?
Hi, yes. We indeed received payment from insurers for one manufacturing machine. We still have a pending a claim with our insurance company, but we cannot predict or know how this claim will end up. So far, okay. There's no provision in our financials for it.
Okay. So can you give us a little bit detail on the what's the incident? I mean, is that what that happens? Like, does it your margins down or affecting your? I mean, how that incident affect your operation, though?
These machines were affected by water damage that included in our plant. We overcome this damage relatively fast in the third quarter of 2018, and a long time ago we are over it.
Okay, great. Thank you. So my second question is about your biggest customer. You, based on the last year, 2019's number, so you roughly has like 30% by two biggest customers, but I checked your filing and you said there's two groups of customers which kind of, I'm not quite sure what is the two group customers. Is it like one customer or two big customers? Also, what's your relationship with them?
Indeed, we have a group of major customers, related companies that are all in one group and are presented in one as one group in our 20F.
So that they ordered, you know, different, or they order just through one channel? Like, I mean, like they act like Tiffany, or they can change order? They make one order, or they make, I mean, different orders from different time from different companies?
this is one group of companies that are combined of a few companies in it.
So how the order goes, though? I mean, maybe I'm asking too much. Like, they're ordering, like, in one batch or something, like, one kind of person or something?
No, it's an oldie company that has a few division, and theoretically, there are one company, but we get the POs from different divisions. So we combine it, because in the end of the day, it's one company.
Okay. Can you close, like, where located? Like, they're from U.S., Israel, or?
Their headquarters is based in Israel, but we get the order, majority of it from Israel, and some of it from other parts in the world, including Brazil, United States, and Israel.
Okay, great. That's really helpful. So I have another question about your capital. You your capital is around $1.6 million, right? Not that. It's like 800 to 900 thousand. But there's an indication in the annual report says you have spent $1.7 million on equipment. So basically, your cash capex is around 800 thousand. There's kind of a little bit different. So can you explain a little bit on that? Like, what is that $1.7 million on the equipment spending?
You were cut in the middle of your question. Can you repeat, please?
Oh, okay, sorry about that. So in the year 2019, so your capex, cash capex is around 800,000, 900,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's other place you says you spend $1.7 million on equipment, for new equipment. So can you expand a little bit on that? There's different numbers.
I think the 1.7 that you refer to is in the last 3 years altogether. I'm not sure, but we will need to look into it.
Okay, so basically it's not, right? So you're only around 800,000, 900,000,
yes,
for last year.
Yes,
for the CapEx, right?
Correct.
Okay, so this year it also says $2 million on the same number, like equipment spending. It's not like that, right? So this year, what's your, what's your capex like? How much you gonna spend on new equipment stuff?
We do not provide the looking forward statement, so we cannot provide the numbers for the second half. But as you can see in our cash flow, for the first 6 months, we at approximately 450,000 in cash investment in fixed assets.
Oh, okay, that's great. So basically, that's I mean, I remember last quarter you indicated that you want to increase the spending. So do you have any plan to buy new equipment, or you just basically maintaining the current capacity?
Yes, yes. As I mentioned in my discussion, we have the goal and we have the means, and we clearly look on increasing our capacity based on our internal sources. If we'll raise money, we'll accelerate it. If we'll not money, we'll do it in organic growth without our own resources.
Okay. So I just want to ask the capacity. So you are running more full capacity, or you can add in like 10% more revenue with new machines or new equipment?
We right now work in some of our departments two shifts, some of our department three shifts.
Okay, so basically we're pretty tight, right? That's what you mean?
Sorry, I didn't hear your last question. Are you cut?
I mean, you're pretty full capacity?
It's close to full capacity. It's 5 days a week, so we still have opportunity to go over the weekends.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. That's all my questions. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Yaffe to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind the participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on LTEC's website, www.nistecltech.com. Mr. Yaffe, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Before we conclude our call, I would like to thank all of our employees for all their efforts during the difficult period and their contribution in renewing our position as a leading high-end PCB manufacturer and making LTEC profitable again. I would like to thank once again to our customers, partners, investors, and the LTEC team to their continued support. I wish everyone good health. Thank you for all joining us on today's call. Have a good day.
This concludes the LTEC LTD second quarter 2020 financial results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.